10% range with highs in the low to mid-90s. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery man has been found guilty of attempted murder. A jury convicted Eric Scott this week in the attempted murder of Jaquan Sanders. Scott faces 20 years to life in prison. He will be sentenced on August 13th. Tallapoosa County authorities are working an animal cruelty case right now. The sheriff's office says someone put a cat inside a mailbox on Goodwater Road over the weekend. The cat was found dead on Tuesday from apparent heat exhaustion. If you can help investigators, call the Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Office. And Tabitha Eisner, the Democratic nominee for the District 2 congressional seat, says there have been cyber attacks on her campaign's main webpage. Many of those attacks have come from Russian IP addresses. Eisner faces off against Congresswoman Martha Roby in November. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. Comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have land that needs to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump praised as an incredible offer Russia's proposal to allow Russian officials to question Americans. Now the White House says Trump rejects Vladimir Putin's offer.
Trump signing an executive order as more than 20 companies and trade groups, including Walmart, Microsoft, and Home Depot, sign a pledge.
Committing to train and retrain more than 3.8 million American students and workers.
In southern Pennsylvania, at least four people were injured in an explosion at an Army facility.
Comcast now says it's bowing out of the race to buy the entertainment business from 21st Century Fox.
The real-life house used in the opening and closing scenes of The Brady Bunch is for sale for just under $1.9 million.
Police say they discovered $63,000 hidden above a ceiling tile in the home of the Reverend Jonathan Worley.
The name Adrian Cronauer is synonymous with one movie line.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Cronauer, played by Robin Williams in the 1987 film, died.
Mitch McConnell announced Ryan Bounds' nomination to be a judge on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals was withdrawn.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Time 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card, we do that on Wednesday. And they've got the $2.99 baby back ribs, slab of ribs, $2.99 a pound. And just ask one of the butchers what they do, what does Cecil do to marinate them and everything. They use a mixture of dry seasoning on there. And these ribs are very, very high quality, so you're getting a bargain. It literally is half price. That slab would normally run you like $24, and you're going to buy it for like $12. So It's a heck of a deal. Also, you can get in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 value, and they basically let you just pick out whatever you want to pick out. And that is a really good thing, because I tell you, Sweet Creek Farm Market is just a wonderful place to go and visit and just walk around and just kind of absorb it, because they just have some great things. I'm heading down there tomorrow to get some more of that Silver King corn, because it is so absolute yummy with some fresh vegetables to go along with that. You can see they've got some more peaches there, too. I got to do my peach thing. I didn't get the peaches when they were on $11 a basket. That was dumb on my part.
Man, I'm thinking of a peach with some vanilla ice cream.
Oh, that's my favorite. When you cut those peaches up and then you put them in a bowl and let them put a little bit of sugar on it, it is absolutely, just let it sit there and the juices start coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Good show. Let's move on, as they say. Okay, so we did Pompeo, and I thought the last part was very, very good.
Yeah.
Now let's listen to Kristen Welker and all these people that are going just completely crazy over the Trump-Putin meeting being recalled and having it to come up. Listen to this.
The president's invitation to Putin is trademark Trump, digging in even when he's under fire on all sides. In this case, the president making it clear he's standing by his strategy of trying to improve relations with Russia, despite harsh criticism of his first summit with the Russian leader. But will the high-stakes gamble work?
This morning, President Trump is extending an open hand to Russian President Vladimir Putin, inviting him to the White House this fall for a second summit, while also issuing a stern warning in a new interview this morning with CNBC.
Getting along with President Putin, getting along with Russia is a positive, not a negative. Right. Now, with that being said, if that doesn't work out, I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had. The worst he's ever had.
The president also lashing out at his predecessor.
Look at all of the things that I've done. Nobody else did what I've done. Obama didn't do it. Obama was a patsy for Russia. He was a total patsy.
And defending his controversial first summit with Putin amid criticism he was too conciliatory.
I mean, I had some of these fools from the media saying, why didn't you stand there, look him in the face, walk over to him, and start shouting at him? I said, is these people crazy? I want to make a deal. You can't do that.
I want to make a deal. Okay, so Kristen Welker is going to continue. Kristen Welker had, like, a lot of coverage of this subject. She got a lot of FaceTime on the camera. So let's listen to Kristen Welker talking about Trump-Putin meeting, and the Dems react to it.
But in a remarkable moment, his own top intelligence director, Dan Coats, was caught off guard when asked by NBC's Andrea Mitchell about that new Putin invitation announced by the White House on Twitter.
We have some breaking news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again. Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, blasting the president, saying in a statement, until we know what happened at that two-hour meeting in Helsinki, the president should have no more one-on-one interactions with Putin. It comes as the president has spent the past week under fire for his handling of the Russia summit. Earlier this week, Mr. Trump forced to clarify that he does hold Russia responsible for meddling.
So he does hold him, you know, Russia for meddling. And that's what I don't understand is Trump actually says those words, but then it's like he's too soft on it. He's not saying it firm enough. He's not saying it often enough. So he's got to kind of go in and do it again and do it again and do it again. So the Dems kind of go a little nuts here saying Donald Trump shouldn't be meeting with Putin until we find out what happened in the first meeting type thing. Man, these guys are incredible.
And in the most recent reversal, the White House announcing the president disagrees with an offer made by Putin in Helsinki that would have allowed Russia to question U.S. officials in exchange for Putin making those 12 Russian intelligence officers recently indicted available for questioning by the U.S.
The resolution is agreed to.
But on Thursday, the Senate rejected that proposal in a rare rebuke, voting 98-0 to oppose allowing U.S. officials to be interrogated by Russia.
So, Kristen, has the White House released any kind of agenda? What's the plan for this summit? Which, by the way, is going to happen right before the midterm elections.
Absolutely right. The timing very significant. And Savannah, by the way, Russia also weighing in this morning, the Russian ambassador to the U.S. saying they've always been open to the possibility of a follow-up summit and they are ready for discussions. As for the agenda, which you raised this morning, a senior administration official telling me just moments ago, the second meeting will address national security concerns, including an end to Russian meddling, nuclear proliferation, North Korea, Iran, and Syria. When Director Coates was asked about the agenda, he said he won't be focused on that, but instead looking at the potential intelligence risks and making sure the president knows exactly what they are.
These people, they really cannot get out of their own way sometimes. Absolutely amazes me. So let me see if there was somebody else I left out of here. I don't see one.
And I can download the Britain clips you sent me here in this break. One thing that fascinates me, though, Dan, is, you know, the one criticism, and it's an interesting discussion to have, one criticism certainly from the left and some libertarian circles is the criticism of nationalism, not, you know, tried and true patriotism, believe in the Constitution and like the principles in the Declaration and the religious freedoms we were talking about, but and not, you know, waving a flag or standing up for the anthem, but sort of this great power competition, this nationalistic competition between China and Russia. And so the United States needs to step up. And in trade and in foreign policy generally, for the left to criticize that and then to attack Trump for not being nationalistic enough when it comes to Russia, they're attacking him essentially what is traditionally from the right on Russia. And it's just like, what's y'all's plan?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It makes any sense.
Yeah, well, what it's going to be is anything that Donald Trump does with Russia is bad.
Yeah.
They cannot look at the country's interests. They only look at the political damage that they can put on this thing.
And it makes me think that, say, some Democrat, I think Trump will probably be reelected, but say some Democrat beats him in 2020. They would probably do the same policy steps that Trump is taking right now towards Russia.
With the exception of not being as tough on him.
Yeah, right. I think it's a lot of noise without much policy difference going on behind the scenes.
Well, I can tell you, from looking at polling stuff, the nation is confused about the Dems. They're very confused. And if you're a Trump supporter or you're a Trump voter, You're still in his camp.
I think the Dems are confused about the Dems, and it does remind me of what we went through in the conservative side of things in 2010, 2011. There was a big fight. It still exists a little bit. Trump sort of unified the party.
Talking about the Tea Party group?
Yeah, and I think there are a lot of establishment Republicans who did not like the Tea Party groups, and the feeling was mutual the other way. And I think that's going on in the Democratic Party now. So there's a lot of confusion over there in terms of their identity and what they stand for.
There is indeed. Well, you're loading that up. Canada has lost track of Syrian refugees. I'm not talking about one or two. I'm not talking about five or six. I'm not talking hundreds. I'm not talking thousands. I'm talking tens of thousands. Let's listen to this story.
As the world grapples with the refugee crisis and the threats from terrorists pledging to infiltrate their ranks, a new op-ed claims that Canada may have lost track of 50,000 Syrian refugees in Canada. top Canadian officials saying, quote, the Liberals had a plan to monitor whether the mostly Arabic-speaking refugees were learning English or French, working, receiving social assistance, and going to school, but the government has failed to follow through. Here to react, Douglas Murray, author of The Strange Death of Europe, Immigration, Identity, and Islam. So Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, announced he would accept up to 25,000 many undocumented Syrians. What could possibly go wrong?
Yes, I mean, all your viewers will remember that moment just before the inauguration of President Trump, where Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada ostentatiously boasted on Twitter that Canada would always be open to people fleeing war or oppression. He was obviously setting it up as in contradiction to the United States of America, which was obviously becoming some barbaric country.
Right.
Now, I mean, the thing about this is that Justin Trudeau was obviously just auditioning for a sort of virtue signaling role on Twitter, and he opened the country up to, among other things, many thousands of Syrian refugees. There's around 50,000 that seem to have come in by now, but he, it seems, hasn't kept track of them since the photo ops in the first days. There's been very little information we can learn about what's happened to these people. Mm-hmm. The last report was in 2016 from the government, and that, among other things, showed that only, I think, 10% of government assisted refugees from Syria were in any kind of employment in Canada.
Sure.
So perhaps that's why 2 years later, reporters from the Vancouver Sun haven't been able to find any information from the Canadian government
right.
about what has happened to these people.
Whoops.
Wow.
Don't you hate it when you lose people like that? It gets more interesting as it gets through because the guy brings up some very, very valid points. The MR Show, we're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric.
We have the power to make things better. Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. At Ace, we offer many services ranging from glass cutting to small engine repair. But at Ace, we believe that serving goes beyond just services. That's why we are an official sponsor for Cram the Van. Not only can you drop off your donations at Ace, we also carry the school supplies that are so desperately needed. Whether you need school supplies or just have a desire to donate, come see us. We'll give you 10% off your purchase of school supplies. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
I love watching home remodeling shows. Then I heard about a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. It's a low-interest, tax-deductible line of credit that uses your home equity as collateral. I can get the money I need to update the bathrooms and add some real curb appeal. I worked hard to buy my home. Now my home is working for me. It's your home. ASE is your credit union. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 420259.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see you out. 272-9228, that's where we are.
Rosanna, Rosanna, never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me.
Let's go back into the story on Canada. So you remember Justin Trudeau made this big thing that, you know, Canada is an open country and we welcome people here. And this immigration stuff has really bitten several world leaders on the you-know-what, particularly Angela Merkel in Germany and in London in kind of its own sense. But if they've lost track, and you heard the numbers, I mean, you're talking about 50,000 folks, and Canada's not a populous country at all. And the question is, where are they? And they're not working is another part you're going to pick up out of this story. So let's continue on with the Canada refugee issue.
They simply have not updated any status reports so that that folks know where they are, if they're still there, if there are more than they thought before. But, you know, Douglas, when you look at the number of migrants who have gone into, for instance, Germany, I mean, and now Angela Merkel she's in a pickle politically because of all the trouble that gesture in the beginning, that humanitarian gesture, it looked great, but now they're facing the real life consequences of those thousands of people in their country.
We all have this problem now everywhere in the world, in the developed world, of politicians who sometimes seem to do things for, you know, tomorrow morning's newspapers or today's reaction on Twitter. And just opening up your country to migration on this scale is something that affects your country for generations. It doesn't go away in a 24-hour news cycle. Right. And the German government is seeing this now. The Swedish government is seeing this now. Every country in Europe is seeing the consequences of this now, what I warned about in my book. And that's because we have to ask far deeper questions about this. It's not enough to virtue signal. You've got to work out what you're going to do. And if you bring in tens of thousands of refugees, let alone the illegal migrants that have come into Europe in recent years, then you've got to have some plan. You can't just leave them in the country. Sure. It appears that's what Canada has done, and now it just wants to cover over the consequences of that decision.
And that is what they're doing. And in a way, we're kind of doing that also with our illegal immigrants. And I think under the Trump administration, we're not, but I think California certainly is doing that, and that's putting a lot of pressure on them. Let's do this final clip, and then let me get a couple of business issues taken care of here.
Douglas, the problem with bringing in all these Syrian refugees is the fact that a lot of them, and we've seen stories about how ISIS would try to infiltrate various Western nations to try to infiltrate and do whatever ISIS does because they didn't have proper paperwork. And so for all of these leaders to be going, yeah, come to my country, we're going to take care of you, it looks like to you a lot of those gestures are just simply the PC, the politically correct thing to say at the time.
Well, they certainly are. There is certainly a security dimension to this. It's already been demonstrated in Europe many, many times, the security threat of this. Of course, many of the people fleeing the Syrian civil war, most of them, are trying to flee or trying to flee groups like ISIS. But, I mean, this is the set of problems we have. There is obviously the security component. But the much more obvious one is the idea that you can save, for instance, people fleeing from the Syrian civil war and that the best idea is to put them into Canada is a terrible mistake. There's a Swedish academic who pointed out a couple of years ago that you can look after 100 Syrians in the neighboring countries around Syria for every one person you can look after in Syria. It costs the same amount. Right. So it's 100 times more cost inefficient to take them to Sweden. I don't think anyone's done the stats. Certainly nobody in the Canadian government would want to do the stats for how much more it costs to bring a refugee to Canada than it does to look after refugees in the areas around Syria. But it must be at least 100 times. So this humanitarian gesture, which is really just a humanitarian audition by Justin Trudeau, actually doesn't have the well-being of most of the Syrian refugees in mind. And it has no idea of what to do, for instance, once the Syrian civil war comes to an end, which it will at some point.
It will,
do these
indeed.
People go home? Will the Canadian government assist them in going home?
Right.
It seems they haven't thought any of it through.
And that's it. When government does not think things through, they end up with really bad results, particularly if they're trying to do it for a feeling or they're trying to do it for political motivation. Either one are a very bad thing. Folks, I want to remind you about Mosquito Shield and Levon Russell. Levon is his name, and getting rid of those mosquitoes is his game. You need to give him a call and set up an appointment. $29.95, first visit, no obligation. Come out and see what they've got, because once you get rid of those mosquitoes, you're going to see what your backyard really is like. Get ready to copy. Telephone number 334-513-2940. 513-2940. Levon Russell, going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Holly's Home Furnishings and Zaza Series Italian, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings, Zaza Series Italian, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A heat advisory remains in effect. The heat index is high as 105 later on. Isolated storms are possible today. The rain chances are small in the daytime hours today, with a high temperature possibly as high as 94. Then tonight starts out quiet but strong, possibly severe storms late tonight and in the wee hours of the morning, with damaging wind gusts possible. Our weather app will keep you on top of warnings for your area. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, plenty of heat and humidity around again. Possible redevelopment of some stronger storms with a high temperature around 94, triple-digit heat indices again. Then on Sunday, a more routine situation, widely scattered storms, more in the 30% range with highs in the low to mid-90s. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Guys, we're going to be closing out the Sweet Creek Farm Market in just a little bit, so if you want to get in on the action here, you need to call. Don't just ask to be in. Say something clever. 272-9228, that's where we are. That before we get into the other subjects here.
I'm on a down.
If you guys want to get in, you got to call 272-9228.
When I'm feeling lost.
Sweet Creek Farm, we're going to be heading down there tomorrow morning. Let's go to the phones and go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I'm really good, and how are you?
I'm great. And Sweet Creek, I tell you what, if you ain't been out there, you need to go.
Here you go. Where all did you... Now, you still have a gift card left or something?
I got $20 left. Yes, sir.
That was great. What all did you get?
I got all the ribs. Try those ribs.
Oh, the ribs.
You got two bones off the ribs, and the bones just come right out.
Yeah, Reed does a great job with barbecue. He's rated the best barbecue in Montgomery County. And their barbecue sandwich is really good, but their Cuban sandwich, I want to tell you, is really good.
That's my next thing to get, is the Cuban. So... But the reason I call, sir, today's moon day.
Today's what day?
Moon day, as they call it. Today is the 49th anniversary of man going to the moon.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that. Did not know the date.
Yeah, this is the day in 1969, Neil Armstrong sat down on the moon.
Yeah,
supposedly.
I was up watching him.
I was, too.
You said supposedly you didn't think it really happened?
I don't think it did.
Really?
I'm a, what do you call it, a conspiracy guy? I don't think we've never been to the moon. We've never been back. And Russia never went up there. Because back in the other days, we were in competition with the Russians to go to the moon.
Right.
You know, if we did go to the moon, I think what happened was E.T. said, go home. Don't call home, go home, and don't come back. Why have we not been back to the moon? I mean, we got the space shuttle, we got the space station, but we have never been back to the moon again. Now we're going for Mars.
Well, I think we'll go, before we go to Mars, we'll go back to the moon. I think people didn't go back because, number one, it did cost a lot.
It cost a lot of money.
And there wasn't, other than like showing we could do it, it wasn't like it gave a resource advantage or strategic advantage. It was more, can we do it? And out of that, you learn things. So once you got there, and I guess there were attempts to go again, but it cost a lot, and it was risky.
Yeah, and then the space shuttle is a different type of platform for space. It's a landing craft.
Versus a crashing craft.
Go ahead.
Back in 69, you have pencils and protractors and a compass. Look at the technology we have today. I would think we can make a trip to the moon real simple, but we have never been back.
Well, you're going to have to stay. I mean, you got to remember, they changed the platform and went to the STS, the Shuttle Transport Services, and that is a horizontal landing craft.
Yes, sir, it is.
So, I mean, you're not going to stay without the... I mean, you've seen an Apollo spacecraft, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I have.
You know, you would have to come up with a whole nother technology, and you have the lunar landing device.
We don't have that today. I find that hard to believe.
No, it doesn't matter what you have it tonight. Why would you stuff three guys in an Apollo capsule and then take a piece of equipment that you're never going to see again and jettison it off of there? I mean, it's not... It wasn't an efficient way to do it. Now, there was a lot of stuff came out of going to the moon that was real good. Satellites and things like that became much more advanced. But here, I interviewed the guy that worked on the Apollo project, and when I was working on how do you do big projects. The computer in your telephone,
yes, sir,
is much more powerful than the computer that got Apollo to the moon.
Yes, sir, it is.
And what they did is, with the computer that they started with in Apollo is the same computer they finished with. They weren't improving the computer all along. They were taking the computer, IBM built it, and they just stayed with it during the entire time.
But, Clint, I think people will go back to the moon, especially as the private sector starts to take up more of the slack in going into space. And if you want to make a mission to Mars, it might be useful to have a stop at the moon or be able to have stops along the way.
So you guys think we went to the moon. I do not.
Okay.
I don't know why we haven't been back, but I don't know. That's a
Well, we did. We went back several times.
Yeah, but we ain't been back. When's the last time we went, Mars?
I don't know, but maybe you didn't need to go there. And what they did is they built a new platform, and that was the space shuttle.
Okay.
And that now you're talking something huge. I mean,
yes, sir.
Instead of three guys sitting shoulder to shoulder in a capsule, this is the real deal. And you know, you can have a crew of seven in a shuttle.
All right, sir. Thank you for taking the call, sir.
Thanks for the kind words for Sweet Creek. So, do you think we went to the moon?
I tend to think so. Yeah. If not, I mean, there are reasons why I've learned that conspiracy does play so well. I think something like Johnson or somebody gave, like, Denmark or something, like, a moon rock, and it turned out to be, like, petrified wood. Like, oh, we didn't actually give them a moon rock. So there's stuff like that. I think there is actually, like, they shot film that wasn't actual footage of the moon for PR reasons. They shot photographs. There's facts that lead to the conspiracy, but it's in addition to what the actual missions were. And the fact that we have the International Space Station, we've had advances in space, it just seems silly to me.
Yeah. And that's what, I mean, the whole thing of shuttle is they were doing experiments, they were doing pharmaceuticals in space. All that was happening when I was at NASA, and for that little brief period, I wasn't there for very long. But... Yeah, there was so much more than just going to the moon. The moon was the objective, but then space became the frontier that you're operating out of. Let's go to the phones and go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Yeah, Dan, these people that don't think we went there, you know, that's ridiculous. You know, all the astronauts that we had that were trained, that went, there's no way you could all script that. You know what I mean? That would have come out. But anyways, Dan, what year were you born, Dan?
1954.
Okay, yeah, I'm 51. So I was a senior. I just graduated from high school. So you were probably like a freshman in or ninth grade or something, I guess, or you were just going into the ninth grade.
Right.
And I can remember that Sunday night we went over to a friend of ours' house down in Mobile. And we're all sitting around the little TV, and I could still see it. It was unbelievable.
It was really remarkable. I can tell you exactly where I was. I was at my grandmother's house and watching it on TV and then going out and looking at the moon. I mean, it was one of the cooler moments around.
Yeah, and you were talking to that guy, you know, about the computer, Dan. I started that fall in South Alabama, and I took computer course Fortran. The computer that we used was down in the basement of the classroom building. It was huge. It was as big as the whole, bigger, as big as that station you're in.
Yeah. And was it
unbelievable.
Was it punch card?
Yeah, punch card and these big old huge printouts. You know, yeah. We had to run a program, you know, do a program like for one of the things in the course and do all that stuff. It was unbelievable. That computer back then, my phone has probably got more stuff in it than that computer.
I was shocked when I learned that.
Yeah, that was amazing. Boy, you talk about China, and that was 49 years ago, and boys, come on. Look how far we've gone in 49 years. I mean, that's amazing.
It really is. I mean, particularly when you think about going from Mercury to Apollo to STS. I mean, that was absolutely remarkable.
And to go back to the moon now, I mean, maybe, but we did it. We did it. Like I said, we want to some other times, but there's nothing to prove that the moon, there's nothing there, really, unless, you know, like Joey said, a private enterprise want to go up there and see if they can do any, some kind of mining or something or do something, but there's nothing really up there that's not going to really help us any. I think it's going to be going on to Mars. Will probably be the next one, but I'm afraid I'll already be up a little bit higher up by the time that comes around, you know what I mean?
Yep, there you go. The last trip to the moon was December the 11th, 1972.
Yeah, so, those were neat times.
They really were.
All right, Dan, y'all have a good weekend.
Ta-ta. Let's go to JoJo. Hey, JoJo.
Hey, man, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good. I remember when I was a kid, I'm 58, but I remember when I was a kid at the gas station, you get the little fold-up models of the little module, and you fold it up like a model car, kind of out of cardboard, though, and you could just, you know, set it on the dresser. Everything was real popular. I don't see how anybody really believed that we didn't go up there. But there's not much up there, you know, some rocks and sand, moon, sand, dust. But I'm ready for that Space Force.
So you think we need to go to Mars?
Oh, not go to Mars, but get some military space.
The Space Force. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that as I asked Mark Conversano, that's going to drive Russia crazy when they do that. Absolutely crazy. And you know that the Martin Marietta's and Boeing's and people like that are coming up with the craft to do that in, because Boeing has got a big space component to them, but Martin Marietta in particular.
The president got them kind of calmed down when they gave him a bid on that Air Force One. He said, we wanted to make money, but not that much money. Some incredible number they came up with at first.
You know, one thing that I caught in the news is that Trump, in this new Air Force One that's coming out, he's going to change the color of it. It's going to be red, white, and blue.
Oh, wow.
And I think that is a terrible mistake, because I tell you, that is so, the color of Air Force One and the paint job on it means so much in the world. I mean, I cannot tell you the number of times we would pull up and people would just freeze when they would see it, because they knew with that plane, whether it was Air Force One or one of our staff jets, because they're painted the exact same way, just the staff jet doesn't have the presidential seal on it, but it does have United States of America at the top of it in the same colors.
Yeah, and that baby blue is pretty.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, it is gorgeous.
Red, white, and blue might be a little gaudy. You know, he kind of likes that gaudy.
I'm just kind of...
that's something Trump shouldn't really play around with, in my opinion.
That's a very fair criticism of the president. Gaudy.
Yeah.
I mean, do y'all remember the photo where it's like a swan throne and he's wearing an all-white, like, monochromatic suit and tie? It's just like, not wearing any shoes. It's like, oh, come on, Donald.
like his apartment is all that old-time ivory and everything. Exactly. Some people like it, though. Hey, can I get in on Sweet Creek before I go?
Absolutely. I'm glad you got in on this, JoJo. Give me a month and day of birth.
January 25th.
January 25th. You got it, JoJo. We're going to do that drawing in just a little bit, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else want to get in? You need to go. You need to call so I can get you in. Want to go to an early break?
Yeah, we might as well.
Go to an early break. Okay, want to get in? Call 272-9228 for the Sweet Creek Farm Market. We're going to do the drawing after our top of the hour break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, let's do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket.
Okay, let's do this. Oh my goodness, it's Postman again!
Whoa!
We do this with a random number drawer or generator, folks. That's how we do the drawing. The Postman, you're the winner of the Sweet Creek gift basket.
Wow. Let's celebrate. That is amazing. Wow, and we do, it's legit, we do we do random number generator, and he tells me how many, I put it into the computer and do it, so, Postman, congratulations, buddy, I will see you at about 3:30, but maybe you can call in, or maybe you're still working, you can't call in, you never know out here. That's spectacular, though. There was a story about Brennan that Kim Stossel did, and for the Wall Street Journal, and this is kind of interesting conversation talking about this.
I think Brennan's a very bad guy, and if you look at it, a lot of things happened under his watch. I think he's a very bad person. You look at the deception, the lies, what's gone on in the last fairly long period of time. These are people that, in my opinion, are truly they're bad people, and they're being exposed for what they are.
President Trump, they're slamming John Brennan after the former CIA director called the president's remarks in Helsinki, quote, nothing short of treasonous. Now, the Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel is also criticizing Brennan, writing this in an op-ed today. His role in the 2016 scandal is, in some ways, more concerning than the FBI's. Let's bring in Thomas Dupree, former Deputy Assistant Attorney General under President George W. Bush. I want to point our readers, our viewers, to that Wall Street Journal article, because Kimberly Strassel lays out a lot of really interesting facts in the timeline, starting with this. She writes, Mr. Brennan has taken credit for launching the Trump investigation, and then goes on to say, before his nomination as CIA director, he served as a close Obama advisor, and the record shows he went on to use his position as head of the most powerful spy agency in the world to assist Hillary Clinton's campaign and keep his job. Do you see it that way, Thomas?
In my view, you have to be extremely careful anytime you have a situation where people with clearly held partisan views are put in a nonpartisan position, such as the intelligence roles in which Mr. Brennan served. I think right now what we're seeing is troubling in that he obviously has very strongly held political views, which is fine, but the problem is that I think it's difficult for people to understand how he could possibly have put those strongly held personal political views aside at a time when he was serving in the CIA.
And I agree with that. The more, and particularly the Brennan and his statements that he's making on treason and things like that. I mean, this guy, and particularly the way this article got laid it out, maybe we'll read the article sometimes next week, but I think Brennan is way too political. And I think he had that, and that's why they're scared. And when I saw Comey say, vote Democrat, that told me everything I need to know. I think Brennan's on the chopping block. I think Comey's on the chopping block. We know McCabe is there. But I think they're scared to death because if this stuff starts happening, and that's the only reason I'm worried that Rosenstein, who may be part of the problem, is slowing this down, trying to see if something happens in Congress. Let's listen to the second part, and Brennan making the bet on the wrong horse.
As CIA director, I mean, the article, the timeline that Kimberly Strassel lays out suggests that he started beating the drum about, collusion with Russia, and even some of his fellow spy chiefs weren't picking that up. You think that he was in too deeply invested in this notion that there was some kind of collusion going on?
Yeah, that article, I think, does lay out a pretty compelling timeline that he really was in the vanguard of pushing a lot of these political theories from his perch at the CIA. The other thing that jumps out at me is it's been reported that when Brennan met with Harry Reid to push a lot of these stories and these narratives, that even Senator Reid, who's no supporter of Donald Trump, thought that Brennan had ulterior motives. So it does raise, I think, very serious questions as to whether there were partisan political influences being brought to bear on what should be the nonpartisan activity of intelligence gathering and investigation.
Well, and you know how Washington works. Guys like James Clapper are hoping to either keep their jobs or get maybe a better job in the next administration, and he was pretty confident that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president, right?
Absolutely. Look, I think kind of the conventional wisdom at the time was that there was no way on God's green earth that the United States was going to elect Donald Trump as president. And I suspect that people like Brennan and others were looking ahead to their political future. They were trying to figure out which way the wind was blowing, and they put a bet on the wrong horse.
They did put a bet on the wrong horse. And that got him into a little bit of trouble here. And all this makes sense. Again, the Rosenstein is the only factor here that I wish they would give this thing up, unless they're trying for a timing factor. But this just doesn't, if they could get this thing out of here, I think it would take a lot of problems off of Trump in a lot of different ways. And that would help Trump out, and that helped the Trump administration out. I tell you, we were going back to the Putin meeting and when the timing of this thing. Could you imagine the Putin meeting happening and they actually have some substance that comes from it that is that close to the midterm election? The Democrats are going to go absolutely crazy because they do not want that to happen. And when you go and look at polling, the American public doesn't care about the press conference. They care the fact that Donald Trump is trying to repair relationships with a country that is a nuclear power that we don't want to be scared of, but we don't want them as our enemy, but we need to be dealing with them, particularly if they can help us with other things. So here's Brennan on the last part, and talking about his biasness in Brennan, even Clapper may have seen it.
Even James Clapper, according to this article, Clapper was not going to go along with some of the stories, if you will, that the CIA director was pushing.
Yes, and look, I think what we have seen is that there are people within the bureaucracy that would hear a lot of these partisan stories, and they basically would say, look, you know, personally, I may be sympathetic with this, but at the end of the day, I just can't go there. You know, we have a job to do. We are nonpartisan intelligence officials, and I understand you have strongly held political views, but if the evidence doesn't take us there, we just can't go there.
So where does this leave us? I mean, you've got a former CIA chief saying that the president of the United States has acted in a treasonous way. I mean, where do we go from here?
Wow, I know. Extremely strong words, to say the least. I mean, I think at a minimum, I think it's important for people to filter this and to understand that when they hear these sorts of explosive charges about treason, that they are often coming from people who do have a partisan axe to grind. Look, I think American people are smart. I think they understand that when you see criticism of this nature, you have to discount it. You have to take it with a grain of salt and really just focus on what the facts are. Put aside the overheated rhetoric. Look at the facts. And understand that when criticism is coming, it's not always coming from an unbiased source.
And that's exactly right. So in other words, was he jacking it up all during this time? Because Brennan does seem very political. We know his background. We know his socialist background, his communist background. How he got into the CIA just astonishes me. But I just want some stuff to get out. That's what I want. Folks, a couple of things. One, Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is the sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Go by and see Tip Thames, David Ingram, the whole gang at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. You hear me say this all the time. Buying a used car can be very tricky. Not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. They are going to make you very, very happy. They made Joey's brothers happy. They made my sons happy. They made 84's daughter happy. Made 84 happy. You know, Old Navy, they take care of you, folks. They take great care of you. So go by and see them. And then don't forget about Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Two locations on Madison Avenue, Bell Road location. All-American Mike is going to be at the downtown location for tomorrow's Saturday. So if you need something done, go in and say hi to him. And ask for All-American Mike. Tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Great show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.